This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So we got a lot of news. Apparently, there is a needle scare in Australian strawberries. And a federal probe has been launched because there were a contamination of strawberries with needles and pins. I don't know what the heck happened there. I mean, you think maybe it's shard or something that got stuck in the machinery, but apparently it is, it's pretty nasty stuff. Also nasty is this whole Brett Kavanaugh, confirmation hearing where, now there's an accuser that has come forward, saying that she was assaulted by him. And both he and his accuser say they are willing to testify. And this is definitely, been sparking debate throughout the last few days as to, again, why this didn't come out sooner, how the FBI probe didn't catch this, if it was true, and why 30-some years later we're talking about it in the final hours before he's confirmed. We're going to talk about that. Low-dose aspirin. The debate has been going on for years. Do you take the aspirin? Do you not? Now they're saying, you know what? The risks may outweigh the benefits for older adults. And aspirin is supposed to be one of those super drugs. We're also being told that household cleaning products could also be making us and our kids fat. Again, it's the exposure to chemicals, which we talk about a lot. We have a bunch of teenagers vaping marijuana. Okay, we knew that was coming. We talked about how people put the marijuana in their vape. So even if it's not legal in the state or city in which they live, there's a way for teens, well, it's not legal for any teen to be smoking marijuana. There's a way that these kids are outsmarting the system. These kids are so smart, they're so wily, and they know exactly how to do it or where to do it. Doctors are pushing a ban on baby walkers. These baby walkers are pretty bad. Kids keep hurting themselves every day. We have a nurse who has basically written herself hundreds of prescriptions for controlled substances, and how can that be? And she got busted. And one interesting thing I want to talk about is there's fake news, you know, in among a bunch of the media outlets, but you think that the weather, you know, the channels that deal with weather would be safe? No. And we're going to talk about this. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but we're never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comment at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So Hurricane Florence, which was downgraded to a tropical storm, it had hit landfall as a hurricane level one, then became a tropical storm, has already killed about 19 people. Whether it was heart attacks, carbon monoxide poisoning, flooding, trees falling, unfortunately we knew this was going to be deadly. And floodwaters have cut off Wilmington, the state's eighth largest city, from the rest of the state. And 13 have died in North Carolina, 6 in South Carolina. Dams, levees have been threatened, missing children, a train derailed in North Carolina. The I-95 had to be closed. We're seeing record rainfalls. It's bad. We're seeing river flooding. Rescuers are underway. They're concerned about toxic threats because there's a lot of hog and poultry farms and a lot of, you know, manure and sort of pathogens that can unfortunately get into the waterway. South Carolina, there's been at least 100 rescuers. Bridges have been threatened. Schools, government offices have had to remain closed, but they were hoping to reopen some of them today. So it's been an absolute mess. And so we're watching the news, right, very closely. And on Facebook, this video emerges of a meteorologist and a reporter who is standing out there trying to brace himself for the, just trying to brace himself in the gusts of wind. And I remember Geraldo Rivera during the Galveston hurricane years ago. He was almost falling over in the wind. And I mean, you could see the wind. That was really happening. You could see it. Well, apparently that was some damn good reporting that people want to emulate it. So there's a video where you see Mike Seidel from the Weather Channel reporting on Hurricane Florence, and he's rocking back and forth. And there's all this wind, and, I mean, he looks like he's in the thick of a storm. And when you look behind him, there's just a couple guys walking. Just a couple guys walking and, doing nothing. I think it was the Today Show. There's another video circulating where after one of the storms, during, I believe it was Superstorm Sandy, there's the reporter was in a canoe. And she looks like she's, you know, in feet deep of water, and then two guys walk by in front of the camera, and the water was at their ankles. So now the weather channels are apparently being accused of being a part of this quote-unquote fake news. So what's going on here? Well, all right, being in the media, okay, you have to keep your reporters safe. And you are not allowed to, producers and reporters are not allowed to be in 6 feet water. Reporters are not allowed to become victims, because then first responders have to save the reporter. And you want your first responders saving the people who need it. And yet, reporters need to give you an angle or a glimpse or a snippet of what's going on. So they try to pick the areas where you could see as much of the flooding, where they're allowed to be, where as much of the weather, but where they're safe. And so, unfortunately, it takes some choreography where they need to be in an area that looks representative of what's going on, but doesn't put them in the deathly scenario, or put them in a way that prevents first responders from doing what they need to do. And so, unfortunately, now weather channels, as well as other news outlets, have been accused of fake news. And, it happens. It's 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so every man in America is holding his breath, hearing what's happening with this one. And it's sad on all sides. For the accuser, for the accusee, this is again an example of the mess we live in today's society and how we really need to figure out how to approach one being assaulted, two, trying to come forward about being assaulted, three, being accused, four, how to protect yourself from an accusation from 30-some years ago. It's just a mess all the way around. And a lot of us don't know what the heck happened. It's going to be, unfortunately, a free-for-all. and people are going to get hurt, and it's going to mess up the system for the rest of us. So, just to recap, there's a California professor. Her name is Christine Blasey Ford. She wrote, from what we understand by the Washington Post, a confidential letter to a senior Democratic lawmaker, I think it was Feinstein, alleging that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexual assaulted her over 3 decades ago. They were apparently high school students in suburban Maryland. Now, she, I don't believe, allowed all this information. I don't think she originally wanted everybody to know. I think this was just a letter she wrote to Feinstein going, I'm not sure what to do with this. I don't know. I haven't seen the letter. But now she is willing to testify and come forward. But then again, you feel she wanted to say something for her to be as, you know, to be able, you know, to, it seems like she wanted to tell her story. So speaking publicly for the first time, she said it was one summer back in the 80s. That Kavanaugh and a friend were both stumbling drunk. And she says they corralled her into a bedroom during a gathering of teenagers at a house in Montgomery County. While his friend watched, she said, Kavanaugh pinned her to a bed, on her back, groped her over her clothes, grinded his body against hers, tried to pull off her one-piece bathing suit and the clothing she wore over it, and when she tried to scream, he put his hand over his mouth. She said, I thought he might inadvertently kill me. Now, she's a 51-year-old research psychologist in Northern California. He was trying to attack me and remove my clothing. Ford said she was able to escape when Kavanaugh's friend and classmate at Georgetown Preparatory School, Mark Judge, jumped on top of them, sending all three tumbling. She said she ran from the room, briefly locked herself in the bathroom, and then fled the house. Now, she came forward with this, or I should say she brought it up, and she brought it up, I guess, in 2012, when she was in couples therapy with her husband. So people are accusing her of waiting until Kavanaugh was, you know, hours from being nominated, but she brought this up back in 2012. The therapist notes, portions of which are provided by Ford and reviewed by the Washington Post, do not mention his name, but say she reported that she was attacked by students from an elitist boys' school who went on to become highly respected and high-ranking members of society in Washington. The notes say 4 boys were involved. A discrepancy, Ford says, was an error on the therapist's part. Well, I don't know. Ford said there were 4 boys at the party, but only 2 in the room. And I get how details could be muddied years ago. I get that. I mean, there was multiple decades. Note from an individual therapy session the following year, according to Washington Post, when she was being treated for what she said had been long-term effects of the incident, show Ford described a rape attempt in her late teens. In an interview, her husband, Russell Ford, said that in the 2012 sessions, she recounted being trapped in a room with 2 drunken boys, one of whom pinned her to a bed, molested her, prevented her from screaming. He said he recalled that his wife used Kavanaugh's last name and voiced concern that Kavanaugh, then a federal judge, might one day be nominated to the Supreme Court. On Sunday, the White House sent the Post a statement Kavanaugh issued last week when the outlines of Ford's account became public, saying, I categorically and unequivocally deny this allegation. I did not do this back in high school or at any time. So this is a mess. This is a complete mess. We have an instance where a girl was attacked. Whether she was attacked or she wasn't attacked, that's not for us to debate. But something happened in the 80s. This gets brought up in couples therapy. And it gets brought up 30 years later. I'm not sure if the notes actually bring up Kavanaugh at the time, but there's a witness, her husband, saying she brought up Kavanaugh. Then this gets brought forward. So if this did happen, things like this have happened, where somebody gets attacked, they don't want to say anything. I didn't say anything. I was afraid to say anything, and I wanted it past me, and I just kept quiet and moved on. And that's what a lot of people do. And then, unfortunately, you see somebody, you know, in your face, and it comes up, and you're like, I got to tell somebody. I have to deal with it. That actually does happen. We're on one end of the spectrum. That does happen. You know, you could try to put something away in your mind and, suppress it for decades, and then all of a sudden it's all over the news and the name, and you know, you're like, okay, I have to put closure to this. Yes, I need to say something. So that does happen. On the flip side, what if that wasn't him? You have, on the flip side, what if she's lying? What if her memory is skewed? What if she doesn't remember entirely? What if it wasn't him? Now, possibly his life is ruined. A Supreme Court nomination, right? At the mercy of somebody saying in the he said, she said. And trying to find witnesses who would remember from 36 years ago to either protect you or to accuse you, this is a mess. And so if she's innocent and this really did happen, this really stinks for her because, you know, people aren't going to believe her because they're like, really, it's coming up now? You know, you couldn't have brought it up at all any time between the last 36 years. But on the flip side, I get that. I understand that because he wasn't really in the public eye. And you didn't hear him all over the news until now. And she's mad. This was ridiculous. He forced herself. If a person forced himself on her, some people, you know, can't let that go and shouldn't. So, when I first heard this, it really stank of, okay, really? This is what the Democrats are pulling? It's going to be another sexual harassment charge? And then the other thing that came to my mind is I've hung out with guys. I've had more guy friends than girlfriends. I've seen guys at their best, and I've seen guys at their worst. And guys, you know, guys are handsy. And many of them, and I never chalked it up to assault. I probably could have. Many guys have groped and done things that they shouldn't have. And it's something that, unfortunately, is something that, you know, we have dealt with for too many centuries. But that could possibly put 90% of our men at risk of never getting a job again in their lives because they had a handsy interaction with somebody sometime in their past. Although this really sounds brutal. This sounds like an alleged rape. So, one of you had posted, you know, looks like Trump should just nominate a woman to get Supreme Court, to get the nomination put through, play it safe. I mean, is that where we're at right now? Where every company to play it safe, or every institution, so something like this doesn't come out, if it's that common, has to just go with a woman? I don't think so. There are women that grab people's butts. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But, you know, this is a real mess for all parties involved. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
USA Radio News.
It's been 3 days since Florence began pounding North Carolina, and Governor Roy Cooper says there's much more to come.
The danger is still immediate. Flood waters are rising as rivers crest, and they will for days.
Now a tropical depression, Florence has caused nearly 24 deaths, including a one-year-old boy who slipped from his mother's grip and drowned in Union County. The coastal city of Wilmington is nearly cut off. North Carolina Transportation Secretary James Trogdon.
We have one limited route into Wilmington, and we're pushing supplies as hard as we possibly can.
Rescuers are plucking residents from flooded homes as North Carolina's swollen rivers are reaching record or near record crests from the epic rain that was unleashed by Florence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it, trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right. Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So, this is weird. The Australian government has ordered a federal investigation into the contamination of strawberries with needles and pins as police reported incidents in two more Australian states. Greg Hunt, the Australian Health Secretary, directed Food Standards Australia and New Zealand to investigate the incidents as concerns spread about the apparent sabotage of the retail supply chain. This has been reported by CNN. People in the state of Queensland reported finding sewing needles in their fruit last week. So anything that happens in the southern hemisphere always seems to kind of affect us, later on, right, with flu. Flu season hits, right, Australia first, and then we get it years later, New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve happens in Australia first, and then we later get it hours later. So I get nervous about strawberries because I do love eating strawberries. As a kid, I used to call them straw babies. I want straw baby, please, straw baby. It's strawberry. Never little straw babies are the babies. I was like, you're an idiot. Anyway, my parents had no problem calling me an idiot. I was. And my father like, oh, you're completely stupid. You stupid. Yeah, I'm stupid, so. Yeah, is that a good thing? I'm proud. I'm stupid and proud. Anyway, so the authorities don't know whether the later cases were connected or whether they were copycats. At least six brands of strawberries have been affected. One big retailer in New Zealand said it would halt the sale of Australian strawberries in the wake of the scare. It's now beginning to look as if it is much broader. So, Reuters reported that a man in Western Australia and a girl in South Australia reported finding sewing needles in their fruit. A man told police, and then there was a needle in the sink after washing a bunch of strawberries. So, does this affect American strawberries? At this point, we don't know. But it's being now reported in American media so that we, like, get our acts together and we check it out. So, do we ever eat strawberries from Australia? I don't think so. I don't. But I got to tell you, man, the picture I'm looking at, these strawberries look good. It's very interesting. The strawberries I'm looking at, they're all nice and red. I don't see any bruising. I don't see any worms coming out of them. So wherever this picture came from, I'll eat those strawberries. So the problem with, you know, these needles and toothpicks and these sharp objects is they just tear through the gut. You know, I can't tell you how many times we swallow things. Now, it's funny. Some people say they've swallowed a bone and they've been okay. Well, then you were lucky. Some bones could be really sharp. Some pieces of cartilage could be sharp as well. It all depends on the angle and all depends how your body churns it. Hopefully, the acid starts to dull the ends. But when you're talking about metal, like needles and pins, not so good. All right, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, a boy, 26 years old, Arthur Medici, died in a shark attack while boogie boarding. This was off the coast of Cape Cod. And Marissa Medici, his aunt, told the paper that she often pleaded with Arthur to stay out of the water, but he said, Mom, or Auntie, or whatever he called her, you know, the sharks aren't going to bite me. And he also called himself Superman. See, my kids and my husband do the same thing. I'm like, you know, because they scuba dive, So, anyway, and I'll go, well, what about sharks, guys? You know, they're sharks. Oh, and they act like I'm an idiot. They make fun of me. And those sharks don't bother you. And trust me, I took scuba diving classes, right? I became certified. They tell you not to worry about sharks. The sharks won't bother you. And when you're down there scuba diving, believe it or not, you are fairly safe. You don't really hear of scuba divers getting attacked by sharks. But you do hear that boogie boarders or surfers do. So there's something about you being on the surface that attracts the shark more than you being down there among other fish. So I just can't, you know, psychologically analyze. I just can't, shall we say, judge them or I can't take, you know, take the temperature, you know, of how they feel when I'm down there. So I would just say avoid the shark. But this is tragic. She said, I always ask him, don't go, please don't go. And he said, Aunt, they're not going to bite me. The sharks don't bite me. I'm Superman. And then she said, when it happened, I couldn't believe it. It was him. It happened to us. There are no words, no words. So apparently he was attacked around noon Saturday off of Newcomb Hollow Beach. Now, fisherman and surfer Joe Booth was on shore when he saw the man and his friend boogie boarding when the attack happened. He said he saw the man aggressively kick something behind him and he saw a flicker of the tail from the water. He realized what was happening when the friend came ashore, dragging his injured friend. I was that guy on the beach screaming, shark, shark. It was just like right out of that movie Jaws. This had turned into Amity Island really quick out here. Now, the aunt said her nephew was with his future brother-in-law, Isaac Rocha. They were a few meters away from him, and he saw he was being pulled down. He saw something was wrong, and when he came up out of the water, he went in to rescue him and take him to the sand. Unfortunately, the shark bit on the back of his legs, the calves. He lost a lot of blood, basically everything. So there was screaming. People were trying to do tourniquets, call 911, and he didn't make it. And, you know, many of the boogie boarders are like, we've been surfing here all morning right here. They were just a little further down, wrong spot, wrong time. Life-saving measures were attempted on the beach. He was taken to Cape Cod Hospital in Hyannis, unfortunately pronounced dead. Now, this is the first fatal shark attack in Massachusetts since 1936. And the second shark attack this season. Apparently, a 61-year-old New York man was severely injured August 15th after fighting off a shark off Truro. That's about 4 miles north of Saturday's attack. He's currently recovering in a Boston hospital. So Wellfleet Police Lieutenant Michael Hurley says today is just keeping everyone out of the water. There'll be a determination later about what the town wants to do with the beaches going forward. Yeah, I mean, thank God for that movie Jaws, because we really, you know, we really now are quick to not listen to authorities when it comes to, you know, when it comes to, oh, don't worry about the shark, you know. All right, we saw what happened with the mayor in that one. That was some bad news. So, beachgoers in the Wellfleet Beach is apparently popular with surfers. Sunny skies, warm temperatures, so it was a nice day. And even though summer season is over, lifeguards actually were no longer on watch. And so it took people, it took citizens on the beach to help save them. They said there have been frequent shark sightings this summer along the Outer Cape. Maybe it's because the waters are getting warmer. The National Park Service manages many of the beaches. They said it had to close beaches for at least an hour about 25 times by the end of August. See, this is what I want to know, and we got to get a shark specialist to come on. What do they do? I mean, when they gauge if sharks are around, do people go out there and swim and look around? I don't see any drones with radar. So if there is a shark sighting, how do they know to only close it for an hour? They say the state's last shark attack fatality was on July 25, 1936. It was Joseph Troy Jr., 16 years old. He was bitten off the waters of Mattapoisett. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. So when we come back, I'm going to review with you guys how to survive a shark attack and what to do to avoid it. But the other thing I want to talk about is our faith in the media. You know, we opened with this story of how a meteorologist from the Weather Channel was caught over embellishing the winds and how he had to stand with him looking like he was blown over, people just kind of walking behind him. You know, if some people decide not to evacuate, is this to blame? 1-877-DR.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, over the weekend, one of our followers wrote and wants to be anonymous. Didn't really want this on air, but that's okay because I want to talk about it anyway. Wants to know, and he wasn't very, shall we say, politically correct, or he wasn't very kind, but wants to know why people stayed and didn't evacuate with the hurricane. He thought it was selfish. Apparently he was really, really mad about hearing some of the deaths. And wants to know what were people thinking. What's the psychology behind not evacuating when, you know, a storm is coming? And I thought that was, you know, a valid question. But then We have this story and multiple videos out there, and they're kind of humorous if you look at them, even though it's really sad considering what happened, of these people faking the reporting, you know, during a hurricane or during a, you know, faking the amount of wind and being able to stand there, or the flooding, where they'll stand. Like, for example, there's a picture of Anderson Cooper in waist deep water, but the camera guy is in, you know, up to his ankle in water just a few feet away. And so, I appreciate what's happening in the media because, again, they are trying to give us snippets, and they need to be safe, and they need to be in a safe situation, and they need to show us how very easily, you know, there could be a gradation of the street, and you could think you're fine, and then all of a sudden you could drop multiple feet. And so, you know, I don't know if I would call it fake news, you know, but I do not like people pretending and rocking back and forth and pretending to be battling hurricane winds when you see people behind them looking like they're going out for ice cream. So that is a problem. And so the reason why I don't like it, and the reason why I have a major gripe, and this kind of goes with the shark story, is once people don't trust the media, and a lot of us don't, then it's going to be like the boy who cried wolf. Then when the media says, guys, get out, this is a bad storm, people don't listen. And so I was watching some of the footage over the last few days where people said, actually, this really wasn't that bad. Matthew was worse, but it was fine. And, you know, you'll hear from Florida, some of the Floridians last year saying, it wasn't even bad. They told us to go and get stuck on highways and deal with price gouging with gas. And we were fine in our home. It rained. It was rainy and windy. No big deal. You and I know that for some parts it was deadly, and no media outlet or no legislator, no politician or city official is going to say, you know what, sometimes the media is wrong. Sometimes the media overstates things, overembellishes, so you'll be fine. Because the reason why is if one person dies, okay, everybody, you know, I mean, everybody's responsible. So 19 people now, the death toll has risen to 19 people with this hurricane. That's huge. Is that enough to warrant everybody evacuating? I think if there's the potential for one person to die, yeah, I think the government, I think the media have a duty to tell you to evacuate and tell you to do something, you know, different, just like with shark attacks. If there's been a shark attack, I mean, I think it is the city's duty to shut down the beach. I just do. The problem is people are on to what the media is doing. And when they say that, when it really comes down to, okay, I need to actually close up my house, take my pets, you know, leave work, be stuck on a road where I could be in bumper-to-bumper traffic around people who may loot, who may be, you know, people feel safe in their homes. They don't want to be in an area. They don't want to be out there, you know, where they don't feel safe. They were interviewing a guy, I think it was today on Fox News, somebody had a cat. He's like, well, I stayed because of my cat. And I know some people were laughing at that, but, you know, I get that. To be in a car or to scrape together some money to be in a hotel with your animals, not really having access to food and, you know, having to, you know, rely on grocery stores, sometimes it's easier to just batter out the storm. And a lot of people did. And so the media has a very, very fine line. They have it kind of tough. They have to tread carefully, you know, where they give accurate news such that when the news says you need to evacuate, but they also, you know, need to, I mean, if it's not going to be that bad, you know, there's got to be some sort of grading or warning system. And we also have to have more accuracy. Now, it blows my mind that we know where hurricanes are going to go. I'll go to the Weather Channel, and I'll watch the satellites. And I find it fascinating watching these hurricanes in the Atlantic, and as they're coming off the coast of Africa, and then they start moving towards, you know, the tropical Atlantic. There used to be like a tropical Atlantic satellite, and then there was a Caribbean Atlantic, a West Caribbean, an East Caribbean map. And so I used to watch all those, and I found it fascinating to watch and how they turn, and I could even predict how they wanted to, how they're going to move. And so I think meteorology is fascinating, how they're able to predict that and figure that out. But when it looks like there's a direct hit to a state, how do you know what's going to happen? How do you know what's going to hold, what's not going to hold? How do you know what looters are going to do? And so I think this year is probably one of the worst in terms of people just not buying the media. Just not buying it. We don't know what to believe. I mean, look at what's going on with Kavanaugh and his accuser. Half the country doesn't believe her. Half the country does. All right, this is ridiculous. There used to be a time, right, decades ago, where if you were assaulted, right? Yeah, because nobody used to lie about that. People would believe you. Now, somebody figured out that, yeah, you could say you were assaulted and it works. So when somebody, whether she was really assaulted or not, comes out and says, they have to actually spend more time trying to defend their accusation. It's a mess. And we know that the media takes a lot of the blame for trying to give us this sort of view. One of my patients had been in San Francisco during that really bad San Francisco fire a few years back. And I go, oh my gosh, you know, the fire, were you hurt by that? And he goes, Dahlia, it was the same building. The news kept showing the same building at different angles. And we're sitting there going, are you kidding me? You know, I have a lot of family in Israel. They're very close with a lot of Arab Israelis. So you have Israelis and Arabs, you have Jewish and Muslims living together, and you know, and they look at the news and they go, you know, it makes it look like, you know, we're fighting each other on the street. We live together in harmony. You got the extremists and you got what's going on in Gaza and things like that. But the media will give you the picture that they want. They will twist the headline. They will, you know, I'm really nervous about how the media is going to address the flu shot this year, the flu vaccine this year. Last year, I wrote an article on how maybe the media needs to shut the hell up in terms of predicting flu shot efficacy, because what happened is one woman heard the news that, you know, the flu shot not that effective this year. So she's like, I'm not going to get it. And then she ends up getting the flu and dies. And I'm like, why is the media an expert on flu shot efficacy? Just because some government agency or somebody goes, well, maybe it's 16% effective, or how do you know which one of your listeners will be in that 16% that it'll save? Maybe we need to, in the media, shut the hell up and say whether it's effective or not. Now, if there's a risk factors, if it causes, you know, side effects, yes, that has to be out there. But saying, well, we don't know if it's going to be 35% effective or 38% effective. Yeah, it's a news story. That's fine. But, tell people get the flu shot and tell them that its efficacy depends on a variety of factors, and we don't know if it's going to help you or not. 1-877, that's all.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.